Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a boat, broccoli with Josh and Jeff Oskey. It's coming up in just a minute.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right! O'Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
Expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
If you wanna turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, Tom, I have, I'm going to be attending a boat show coming up.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I was wondering if you would like to purchase a boat for me.
Just simple yes or no.
Do you have any interest in that?
A signing bonus.
What kind of boat do you want?
A bass boat.
No, how about a nice wooden Chris Craft?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
And I'll sell it for a bass boat. I love those Chris Crafts. In fact, speaking of, that's one of my favorite impressions that you do.
Why don't they just call it the Snooty 180 or something?
No, classic wooden boats. They're beautiful.
I stare at them like it's a beautiful woman going by. I do. I get lost.
Lost in the teak.
Yes,
just beautiful. Now, we have a letter here. We were discussing the Super Bowl, and you can actually bet on the length of the national anthem. I got a letter here. Dear Bob and Tom Show, has anyone ever scatted the national anthem? If not, I'd like to nominate Josh Arnold.
Oh, boy, I really appreciate the nomination.
Do you think I would be considered disrespectful?
Yes, it's nothing I'm willing to do.
And the rock, it's a booba shooba da
ba doo. Yeah.
Oh, say, can you see me?
Sounds like you're having a seizure over there.
Well, I'm not, this is a Josh
there
thing.
Is a classy way to do that, I'm sure. I'm not the man for the job. My scatting is nonsense.
It's Jose Feliciano got close to it. I mean, he.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind, you know, changing. I was one of the only defenders of the, of Fergie when she had that really sort of interesting take.
Jazzy.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was still fairly respect. I thought it was still respectful.
Yeah.
It was cool. And everybody thought it was so awful.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a famous scatting artist that did the national. Ella Fitzgerald was famous for her scatting.
Yeah. Mel Torme, I wonder if he ever did it.
I don't think anyone scats today because it was never any good, I think.
Jack Black, he'll scat.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, he gets...
That's on brand.
Some of that Tenacious D stuff, he starts getting silly.
All right.
But you've got a great technique of scatting.
Well, yours is like wizardry.
Thank you. Yeah,
very magical.
I have been doing it from a very young age.
Yeah,
very young age.
Yeah,
really.
Oh, I was doing that nonsense when I was 10.
Well, I have an idea. This may not work, and I'm sorry I didn't warn you guys.
Okay.
Oh boy.
We had an important news story. It was a serious news story, but Pat had a song about it. This involves broccoli.
Yeah.
And perhaps can you leave a little space in here for a scat for Josh in the middle of the tune?
Yeah.
Okay. The story, Christy, do you have the short
US
version?
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration warned broccoli sold at Walmart in 20 states is now the subject of a possible deadly recall. That's right. The initial recall for Braga Fresh's washed and ready-to-eat 12-ounce bags of market-side broccoli florets came out late last year due to the possibility of listeria contamination, and that could possibly lead to death.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you bought your broccoli at Walmart, check it. And you can go online. It gives you the exact which technical runs and numbers, et cetera, et cetera. So it's actually pretty serious business. And, of course, every kid out there that doesn't want to eat their vegetables. Dad, I can't eat the broccoli. It's Bob and Tom show told me. Son, we got this. This is perfectly safe. But Pat, you had a tribute. I thought perhaps we could mix a little scat in with this.
Yeah, I'll do a short verse to establish that. And then you scat for a verse. And then I'll finish the song. And then just kind of come in whenever you want.
All right.
All right, let's try it. If you search for fiber, walking through the produce aisle, there's broccoli, I used to call them trees. Bronze apples nitty and escargot flusselma.
This doesn't really lend itself
to Ritzer Harbles.
Scatting.
Nibindole.
A little bit too down tempo.
Put a pat of butter on them after they've been steamed.
Rub snabbity
and drizzle in a little Velveeta cheese.
Rip, dip, dip.
Broccoli. Is a healthy, have you heard? Helpful for your digestion.
Rip a dong, zipper, flaz, neighbor.
Broccoli builds a sturdy tool.
Slap, bottle-loo.
The whisked broom of the lower intestine.
Comedy.
Take us home.
Sorful goosh. Rips and sorble day. Arf, or bargle, snibble. Arf, arf.
Chick just made a good point. Sometimes the down tempo stuff, maybe scatting really isn't.
That
the
was
thing.
Wonderful,
Josh. I applaud.
That was
how you
wonderful.
I would have stopped dead in my tracks.
It's not just a shooby dooby. You get some really good verbiage in there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, truly delightful.
I just let the sounds sing to me.
I think my favorite word was snitty.
Oh, yeah. You came out strong.
If you knew that, but it was, snitty.
Once again, be careful with your broccoli. check that out online. Now, before we get back to the sports page, I was hoping that we could, we have another issue out there.
Yes.
This time it involves chickens.
Spurned on by soaring egg prices, some Americans are looking into backyard chicken coops. Matthew Aversa, a co-owner of the nonprofit sanctuary Winding Branch Ranch in San Antonio, told the Associated Press, quote, "We've seen a real uptick in calls recently from people wanting to start their own backyard flocks." While advocates say tending a personal flock promotes sustainability, some who already own chickens warn it's not an easy solution.
Right.
Kathy Shea Mormino, a home chicken blogger and author, said, quote, "There are no inexpensive eggs in keeping chickens. You're going to pay more, particularly in your first several years, in your setup and in your birds. And there's a huge learning curve on how to care for the animals." Experts also cautioned that backyard chickens are susceptible to contracting bird flu if they are not protected from wild fowl droppings.
I was shopping for chicken coops, but I think I'm going to go with the chicken sedan.
Are you?
I want the four doors. Yeah.
Now, we have someone who is a veteran of the world of the chicken coop. It's our own friend, comedian Jeff Oskey from our staff.
Hello.
And Jeffrey, I know you had a chicken coop. Can you give us the word? Is this correct? Are they very difficult?
Actually, the difficulty comes more in keeping them alive from predators. Because everything wants to eat them.
Yeah.
That's because they're good.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they don't, like they mentioned in the story, that's what they don't tell you. The chickens are the cheapest part of the egg experience.
Oh.
Because you can go to Tractor Supply, take a few chicks, put them in your pocket, and just walk out.
Okay.
Like Mabel at the front. She ain't checking pockets.
No. Nope. Even if they're cheaping. Cheap.
Yep. But then you have to buy lumber because you got to build a coop. You got to get chicken wire, Pat.
Yeah. Really?
I thought that was just an expression. No, you got the coyotes will get you birds if you don't have the chicken wire. You got to get the heaters. You got to buy the feeders. You got to buy lamps. Somehow I was $11,000 into my free backyard chickens.
I bet.
So I don't know what eggs are now. I have mine down to around $340 a dozen.
Yeah. Which you're not getting more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Buck. And coyotes got them all, right?
I actually relocated 11 raccoon that were and they just kept coming.
Wow.
And
the raccoons eat them?
Raccoons ate chickens.
Hawks, we had a hawk come down, pick one up, carry it like 200 feet in the air and drop it. They carry them up, drop them, so then when they hit, they die, and then they come down, pluck them all and eat them.
Well, that's just a good process.
That's good. Kids. So then someone's like, oh, get a rooster. They'll protect your flock.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you know how they say roosters crow like when the sun rises?
Oh, yeah.
Roosters crow anytime they think there's danger.
Oh.
So our rooster crowed 5,000 times a day.
There's one on my street.
Oh, it's insane.
All day long.
All day long.
Yeah.
Anytime, like a breeze blows. Ka-ka!
No kidding.
You stupid rooster. Huh. So all your neighbors will hate you.
Mm.
The minks will get tunnel under.
Minks?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they don't even eat the birds. They just like killing them for fun.
They're maniacs.
Are you serious?
Minks are, I'm dead serious. So
they're unbelievable.
One time I went to get eggs and I reached in and there was a snake in where the eggs were.
Oh,
snakes like eggs. Oh, yeah.
Snakes I'm out. The eggs. But if you can get the eggs, they're delicious.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
the
yeah.
yolks are like orange in a way you've never seen.
Yeah. Haywood just brought me a couple more dozen last weekend.
Oh, cool.
Multicolored. Blue and red and white and light blue.
Yeah, Haywood's had chickens forever, but you know how eccentric and weird he is.
No.
Jeff, you were kind enough to bring us eggs.
And isn't the other massive problem the huge amount of fecal material produced by chickens?
A ton. And we kind of let ours free range. And it only took an afternoon to wipe out all of our hostas, all of our plants.
Oh, like, they ate everything.
They will just eat everything.
No kidding.
And they scratch at the ground, so any grass you have within 2 months is gone.
Wow.
It's just like a big mud.
So how many chickens did you have? And this
we had 10.
Did you name them? Did
yeah,
you
we
like
had we had
Bill and Steve?
We had Featherfoot. We had Daenerys. We had
Daenerys.
Cheeto was the rooster. We had Featherfoot was the worst because Featherfoot died a horrible, horrible death.
Oh, God.
What happened?
Didn't
to
he have his head torn off or something?
Yeah, I was leaving for work one morning, coming in here, and I heard like screeching, and I thought like so, I went out and there was a raccoon, and he was just eating Featherfoot.
Oh,
and,
God.
So I went in to grab to like stop it. So I went and grabbed.
He did not go quietly into that.
I grabbed my BB gun, chick, and I go out. I don't have a real gun because if I did, and so I grabbed the BB gun and I shoot the raccoon in the face like three times with it. And it looks at me like, "Bitch, get a real gun." So I had to come to work. Maggie calls me like 8 o'clock in the morning. Featherfoot's just dragging his intestines around the yard. All the kids.
This is brutal.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
So what had to happen?
Oh, I had to go home and kill a chicken then, Josh.
How'd you do that?
With a shovel.
Oh, man.
But that's the thing. I just wanted an omelet. I didn't want to kill chickens.
But then you got chicken salad, right?
And, Their necks is tough, chick.
Tough necks?
You can't swing on it. You gotta do the jump on the shovel.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
So what you're saying is you're not a big fan of the backyard chicken coop.
It was fun for like a month and a half. Like, they are fun. The kids love carrying them around. My youngest would put it in her Featherfoot in her little bike basket and ride around the neighborhood.
So she has good memories of Featherfoot.
Featherfoot, not anymore.
Until the intestine.
Yeah.
That must have been tough.
Yeah. That thing lasted for like 6 hours.
Wasn't there a chicken that didn't have a head?
Yeah, that's famous. Yeah.
But they lived for like a long time.
Yeah, it was quite literally on a circuit.
The throat hole was there, and the owners would shove corn down that hole. And it would
understand where the brain, you know, how.
Yeah.
How
would that?
There's a huge explanation and it's all over the internet.
We have a picket fence, and one morning they had drugged one of the halfway through the picket fence and ate the front side and the back side, but the middle was still there.
This is awful.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible.
Got the white picket fence and everything, huh? And
well, it was
dead chickens in the backyard. Yeah, all the blood.
Like a Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is just fork over extra money, buy eggs, don't buy chicken.
Yeah, you have to build like a fortress of a coop if you want to
Okay, well,
no thanks.
Once again, heavy egg prices. Well, thank you, Jeffrey. We appreciate it.
I feel like I just watched The Deer Hunter.
I know. I know.
That's why I changed the topic. This is the entrails of a chicken.
Dragging it around the yard, the chicken. Dragging his intestines around the yard.
I love the way the raccoon looks at him. Like, hey, get a real gun, bitch. Like, what
after being
heck?
Shot in the face multiple times.
I'm trying to remember if this is a Chick McGee thing or a Bob thing. Did you ever put bells on your inside of your door so your dog could go over and hit the bells when they had to go out?
That was Bob's thing, I think. Yeah.
And I mentioned that the other day.
I know a lot of people who do that, actually.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I could do it for one of my dogs, and she would adjust it to where she likes it, and then she would retie it. And look at me and point and say, that's the way you do it. Yeah. And then there's my Golden, who would do anything.
Yeah. You know? Mr. Fletcher will wake me up sometimes. I'll be asleep, and all of a sudden I'll feel a paw, and it's Fletcher wanting to go outside. But
get the peanut butter.
Apparently this works. I've received several letters about this, and we were talking about this. They call it... tinkle bells. They're sleigh bells. Put them on the doorknob, and our, quote, handsome little man touches them with his nose every time he has to go out and potty.
Aww. That's nice.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, that's a great idea.
There's a lady on Instagram. I forget what her handle is, but she's... I think there are a bunch of people who have done this. I'm guessing after they saw what she did, she has these buttons on the floor that have words on the buttons, and if the dog steps on the button, it says the word.
Wow. So it'll say food or water?
It says food or water. But her dog goes, where's dad?
Aww.
And the mom will go upstairs, and the dog turns around and goes upstairs. It's unbelievable how many words this dog knows.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I think mine would be going food, dinner, food, yeah. Treat, lunch, food, pet me, food.
My cats will wake me up just... to wake me up. Yeah.
Is that right? They're
they don't go out. They have a litter box. Yeah. They have food and water. Yeah. They just, he's had enough.
We were talking about the puppy bowl, which got us on this topic again.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we saw some scenes from it. Such some beautiful dogs, including a little three-legged guy having a good time.
Yes.
Got this photograph. I don't know if you can see it. This is a dog from the back. You can see the dog is watching the big screen TV.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Yeah. This comes to us. The show is called Too Cute on Animal Planet. This is our dog, Rihanna, watching TV. Thank you, Ron. For that,
my dogs will jump out at the TV when, like, dogs are running through a commercial or they think it's real. Oh, yeah.
It's always funny if you have a speaker that's not right on the TV and the dog barks and all of a sudden your dog looks over to the left or there. Where's the dog?
Or they run through the TV and they look to see where to go.
Have you seen the Golden who's sees Darth Vader on TV for the
yes,
first time?
I did see that.
And she dives underneath the covers. <I'm scared.
laughs> Well, we asked this question, and I forget who got mad at me for asking it, but
could be anybody.
During the Super Bowl, how many commercials will use classic rock songs? Oh. And there'll be a lot of them, but also I wonder how many commercials will use animals. Now, the rumor is that there is going to be a Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdales again.
I told you that. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, okay.
I was not mad that you asked, that you said, yeah, they'll probably be commercials. I was mad that you asked Kostaki if he would be taking notes on how many commercials had classic rock.
I think I was directing him to take notes so we'd have something to talk about next week.
It was an upsetting command.
Okay.
Well, you don't think he'll have anything to talk about? The game's going to be that bad?
No.
Okay.
So you asked Kostaki.
Yeah.
When he called in to give his NFL report, which he has material prepared for.
Yep.
You asked him if he was going to watch the Super Bowl and take notes and copy down what the commercials were.
I wonder if he was going to watch it by himself so he could actually focus on the game and not be... But no, you're going to watch it by yourself, right?
So I always watch it by myself.
Hey, yeah. Same for you?
The next day.
The next day?
Well, yeah, the man is asleep. He sleeps when he...
Jason, if you had a chance to make that noose, I'm going to go outside.
You know what?
Tom? Okay. The next day alone, yep.
Tom brings up a good point. I've been approaching this ace situation the wrong way. I'm just going to take myself.
Control what you can control.
Yes. Grant me the serenity, and I'm... Yes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.